Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now, you know, everybody's talking right now about building generational wealth. That's all they're saying. I'm going to build generational wealth. I want my kids to be wealthy. That's nice, but if you don't have a bank account, you cannot build generational wealth on PayPal or Venmo. I know barbers who have died with thousands of dollars on a PayPal account, on Apple Pay, that their families don't have the access to. So we wind up doing GoFundMes and selling chicken dinners so we can bury them. That is not building generational wealth. But in order to do that, we need a new generation of financial experts, somebody who can talk to young people that they trust and know from their own community who look like them. How do we do that? I was over at Summit Academy OIC over in North Minneapolis off of 55 and 94, and I was talking to Hope Patterson about this very thing because I sent my child to college with $200, and in 2 hours he had 3 cents in his bank account. Now, I don't know what he needed because I bought everything before I left. Okay, but somehow in just a couple of hours, he had spent $199.97. Okay, the money's gone. It's not there anymore. That's how much he said that's how much his first book cost. And so I was talking to Hope Patterson over at Summit, and she said, Shaletta, we have a program that trains people to work in the financial industry, the banking industry, whether it is at First Independent or Bremer Bank, or it is with one of the federally qualified lending organizations, or it's, you know, with an organization that works with small businesses that helps them manage loans like MITA or NDC, right? And I said, well, girl, we got to talk about that because there are a lot of high school kids who are coming out who are not going to college. And they're not sure where to go or what to do. And so I want to make sure that they know that this option is available. So I invited Adam Bunkuski and Kurt Grzynski to join me right here on the porch at WCCO Radio. Y'all welcome Adam and Kurt, please, to the stage.
Thank you.
Now, Adam, you have to tell me, what's your role over at Summit Academy OIC?
Sure. So my role is a financial services instructor at Summit Academy OIC. And that's what my coworker here, Kurt, does as well. We're both in the same program, teaching students how best to enter into the financial services world.
Okay, when we say financial services world, Kurt, what exactly are we talking about?
That was the question I was hoping Adam would answer for us, and I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain why real quick. what I do at Summit is I am an instructor in the financial services program. My background is I was a math teacher. I am a math teacher. And so I specialize in more of the courses that are basic mathematics.
Right.
Microsoft Office, things, those types of skills, some more of the general skills necessary in the industry. Now, Adam, on the other hand, spent a number of years working for Wells Fargo, doing these jobs. And so he is better at naming off some of the jobs folks can expect to be available to them. And I warned him about this earlier, that I was going to, if I got this question, I was going to give it to him.
So I can take it away then. So financial services roles would include being a banker, financial advisor representative at an investment firm, working for an insurance company, doing small business administration like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Basically getting any people that are interested in it in a job in the money industry.
And, you know, I want to talk to you about what goes on in that classroom, because you're an instructor. And there are a lot of kids coming out of college that graduated, and now they're saying, what's next? They love working with money. They're very astute about it. But that's a whole different animal and element and angle when you start talking about being a financial expert or financial planner or helping other people with their money. So talk to me about what goes on in these classrooms.
Sure. Yeah, so we just started with a brand new cohort of students,
yes.
20 smiling people ready to change their lives, ready to start a career in financial services. Our classroom is 3 teachers. We have them in there, so it's us 2 and another. And we're teaching things like training them to take their investment license, so their securities essentials exam, so that they can get a job in the industry. We're teaching them professional communication. We're teaching them customer service skills, math essentials, as he said, Microsoft Office. Basically, what we're trying to do, Summit's goal, is we say the best social service in the world is a job.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to get people a career, a lifelong career that can support their family, support their needs, help build that generational wealth, as you were talking about in the beginning of the intro. And we do that with a traditional classroom setting, about 6 hours a day for 20 weeks.
Yep. And now, Kurt, you said that it's 2 10-week phases. Talk to me about those 2 different phases.
Sure. So the first phase, the first 10 weeks, we try to focus more on the general skills that we've been talking about a little bit, math, Microsoft Office. And then in the second phase, we emphasize more industry level knowledge. We have a class on mortgage, a class on insurance. And Adam touched briefly on the license program, the licensing program. This is a valuable thing to have on your resume. And at Summit, we try to train you to the level that you can go and take this test. That is a course. That is the only course that spans both phase 1 and phase 2. That is how important it is, or it's how important we think it is. And we know it's valuable in the industry. And so really the first phase, first 10 weeks, are about more general knowledge. I like to say giving students confidence when they go into the job market, because we're in a technological era. I don't mean to shock anybody by saying that, but being able to work with computers is a critical skill, and being able to navigate between different types of systems is hard for students. And I think one of the best things we do is that was just one example, but one of the best things we do is give students confidence for when they go to a job interview, they can say they are confident working with computers. I am confident working with Microsoft Office. These are common things we see on job postings, and I think it's a very beneficial part of our course.
And I'm going to take a quick commercial break, because I want to talk more about representation and how representation matters, and how when young people walk into a bank and they don't see anybody who looks like them, how they will turn around and walk out.
Absolutely.
And so how this program that you have at Summit Academy is not just training the next generation of financial leaders, but financial leaders who look like me. Right? It's 116. You're listening to The Shaletta Show at the Great Minnesota Get Together. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm having so much fun out here. I forgot I was doing my job. Hey, Minnesota State Fair people! It's a Shaletta Show. We're at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, girl with that cute purple hat on. You're going to leave that hat here. She is going to leave that hat here looking adorable. And Arlo has been working. Arlo is Kurt's daughter. And we're talking about Summit Academy OIC and how they have this financial services 20-week program. And there's some young people here. And Arlo was passing out the flyer. Good job, girl.
Good job, Arlo. Way to go.
And the flyers all had chocolate chip smudged on them because she is passing out flyers with one hand and eating Sweet Martha's cookies with the other hand, as any good worker would do. That's how I'm doing my show. I'm holding the microphone with one hand, and I mean Sweet Martha's cookies with the other hand.
It's true.
Now, Adam, before the break, we were talking about the importance of having representation in financial services jobs. Yes. Because these young people already don't trust banks. They got their Apple Pay. They got their Venmo. They got their PayPal. But we know as seasoned adults that at some point they're going to need a home loan. Mm-hmm. They're going to need a loan if they want to go back and get their master's or graduate degree. They're going to need a loan if they want to start a small business. They're going to need a savings account if they want to start a family. And so they're going to have to interact with somebody at a bank. And when those young black and brown adults walk into that bank and they don't see anybody who looks like them, they are subject to walk out and not go back in. So talk to me about how important it is that this program at Summit Academy OIC, you reach out to young African-American, Latino, Hmong, Somali, Ethiopian children who are coming out of high school, who are looking for a career, who say, you know what, I don't want to go to college. I love money. I love saving. I understand that. Or just I want to be somebody who helps my community build generational wealth.
Yeah. I mean, everything you said is exactly true. I came from Wells Fargo. I came from the financial services industry for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it is no secret that everybody or a large majority of the people were white males that mm-hmm. ran in the financial services industry. I am one. Mm-hmm. I come from that. And it is what makes Summit so special is that we serve 90%. Our attendance is 90% people of color. Mm-hmm. In our class, this cohort, over 60% are females as well.
Wow.
And we need those people in the financial services world more than ever. Because what you just said is exactly correct, is that when people walk through the door and they don't see people that look like them, they don't trust as deeply as they could with something as personal as your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses know this. Businesses know that they need to increase their diversity. It's frankly, it's good for their profits.
Mm-hmm.
A diverse company makes more on average than a non-diverse company.
And our employer partners who advise us on how we built this course and who regularly participate in school activities like mock interviews mm-hmm. and career fairs, they're setting this up, this program up, because they want the diversity. Mm-hmm. And they partner with Summit because they know Summit reaches out to this community, has been since the 60s, and they know that they can trust Summit's reputation and finding and connecting students from all different backgrounds.
Yep. Summit Academy OIC has been just, it's the reason why I work here is because of they have the same mission that I would like to see actually in reality, mm-hmm. which is let's break down the barriers of entering into the financial services world. I think people can be afraid of it because it has a different lingo.
Yeah.
It has historically been walled off.
Right.
And so let's get a diverse group of people out there because everybody deserves to be able to be experiencing the wealth that comes in these jobs.
And, you know, I'm getting pings from parents because I was crying on social media on Monday because my son went off to college. You know, he drove off. Actually, he sped off because I was screaming to come back. And he burned rubber, headed over to St. Cloud State, majoring in business. And I was, you know, just kind of pretty broken up. This is my first child headed off to college, my oldest son. And I had a parent call me, a girlfriend of mine, and she was crying too. But she was crying because her child was not going to college. And she was watching everybody on social media, all of her friends that she follows on Facebook, sending their kids off to Baylor and Texas Tech and St. Cloud State, where my son is going, in the U, University of Minnesota. And she's pinging me, and she wants to know more about this. And your daughter, Arlo, has been passing out these flyers, and I want to make sure that I give the right information because there is an open house on Thursday, October 17th from 3 to 5 at the Summit Academy OIC main campus, 935 Olson Memorial Highway. Talk to me about that. Do people need to get registered to sign up, or can they just walk in? Because there are some parents out there who are watching their friends' kids go to college, and their kids are on the couch.
Yep.
And they want to make sure they get somewhere and go somewhere where they can get set up for a career.
Yeah. Thanks, Shalit, for asking. This is a completely, you don't need to register. You can walk on in. It's an open house Thursday, October 17th at the Summit Academy main, OIC main campus. Not only that, but if Thursday, October 17th doesn't work, every Wednesday there is a walk-in info session at our main campus at 10 a.m. that they can just walk on in and get admitted or get their questions answered about admissions. Anytime at Summit Academy OIC.
I was at that admissions event on last Wednesday, and it was so informative. The lady who puts it on has been there with 20 years. I can't think of her name now, but I mean, she answered every question. People were signing up right away, and I was sitting in the back of the room, and in the same row was a bunch of parents, just like me, you know, allowing their adults to start adulting. And it's a scary time for us. But, you know, what they share with me and, you know, I appreciate is the fact that, you know, this is an organization that has been around a long time. Talk to me about the Summit Academy history.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know all that much of the history. I haven't been there all that long. I'm almost at a year now.
He's a newbie.
This program is almost brand new. We've had two cohorts of students. Yes.
That's super cool.
So that's why this is so exciting for us to be out here, is to tell people about this new, brand new opportunity that's here to get people
and
into people the financial
services
industry.
And people love being the first. They love being the first ones.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, how you doing? They love being the first. They love being, you know, saying, I was there before it all jumped off. I was there before it even got started. I was one of the first ones. There's nothing we love more than that.
And I think that we're burying the lead just a bit is that this is no cost to students, this 20-week program.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Back the whole train up. He said it's no cost. I just sent all of my money, plus some blood plasma, up to St. Cloud State so that Andrew could just have 1 year. And we have to pay this all over again next September. So, wait, it's no cost to students? Yes, we sure did bury the lead, sir. Can you back that up and talk to me about that? Thank you.
Well, Summit offers so many highly beneficial opportunities to the students. Yeah, at first and most importantly, it's no cost. Second, we have direct connections with employers. With our last class, we would sit down and individually help students go through the application process, submitting resumes and cover letters. You get individualized, personalized help finding jobs, as well as you're not paying for the training. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the website. Here's the phone number. 612-377-0150. Thank you, Arlo, for my flyer. Arlo gave me the flyer so I can make sure I had all the details. 612-377-0150. SAOIC.org is the website that you can go to get more information. Adam and Kirk, thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.